وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بك يا أبا صالح، بارك الله فيك. According to the correct opinion in this مسألة, sleeping doesn't nullify wudu. The sleeping doesn't nullify wudu except the sleeping of the night. When you sleep overnight, you understand, and you wake up for Fajr, that sleep you need to do wudu after it. But sleeping during the day, on, off, 5-10 minutes, 1 hour, more or less like that, on your back, on your, when you are doing a sitting or on the chair or on your back, it doesn't nullify your wudu. You understand? Better you do wudu, but it doesn't break your wudu. This is the correct opinion, because we have hadith Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu fi sahih. He said the companions during the Friday, they used to sleep. The companions, they used to sleep on Friday, and they wake up and they pray without making wudu. It's very clear. And hadith Ibn Umar also regarding the time that the Prophet ﷺ delayed Salat al-Isha until the middle of the night. He said the company, the masjid, and the women and some of the children, they keep sleeping and wake up, sleeping and wake up, till they pray. And he didn't mention that they didn't make wudu. وحديث معاوية وغيره إذا the Prophet ﷺ said العينان وكاء السهف فإذا غلقت العينين انطلق الوكاء. Hadith that the Prophet ﷺ, he said that the sleeping will nullify wudu. The meaning of the hadith is two. Number one, this is for the night sleep. Number two, it's normally when the person sleep, he could break his wudu. So whoever he feel when he wake up that he break his wudu, or someone inform him that he break his wudu by passing wind or whatever, you understand? Or he see a weird dream, at that time he take a wudu or take a shower. Just because the sleeping itself, no, it doesn't. Simple as that. And regarding the sleeping, the night in the sleeping in the night, why it is? Because the Prophet said clear, alayhi salatu wasalam, whoever wake up from his sleeping, wash, and he want to wash his hands 3 times before he do wudu, he should wash it outside the container. Outside the container. The hadith, hadith Abu Hurairah al-Sahihin. The summary of this hadith, that it's normal the behavior of the Prophet and his companions and all Muslims. When they wake up from sleeping, they do wudu, even if they slept on wudu. You understand? Because the Prophet, he used to ask them, and him alayhi salam used to make wudu before he sleep. But always after he wake up, he do the wudu for the prayer qiyam al-layl, or go to pray fajr. So same thing, Yaakhi Barakallah Fik, for us. So that's why we say the night sleeping is what is an exception. This is the conclusion and is the opinion that doesn't conflict with any evidence, and it goes smooth with you. Whoever wants to do wudu, he's allowed. But at the same time, for any kind of sleeping, but at the same time to say it will nullify and break your wudu, this is especially for the night sleeping. This is the correct opinion, is the opinion of Shaykh al-Islam Taymiyyah than others, rahimahullah ta'ala. Barakallahu fiqh.